Hey there, Fletcher Melthings Overlanding here, and today I'm going to tackle another controversial topic, and that is, should you trust gear reviews from a YouTuber? Now that may sound funny coming from me as a channel who does a lot of gear-specific videos, I wouldn't call them reviews, but a lot of videos about gear. It definitely does hit that, you know, some people could be confused or misconstrue some of the videos that I make about gear and whether or not I'm necessarily saying this is a good piece of gear or this is a bad piece of gear, right? And a lot of people express concern about, hey, are you getting this stuff for free? Are you not? Are you being honest with your review? That kind of thing. So if you want to talk a little bit more about why you should or shouldn't trust YouTubers and their video reviews or their gear videos that they make, stay tuned.
Sandstorm, I fought it.
All right, so as I mentioned in the intro, today I am talking about YouTubers and gear, right? There are a lot of channels of various sizes from, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 up to 200,000 or 500,000. And at various stages in the content creation spectrum, you're going to get emails and offers from companies for free stuff. Full transparency, I get a lot of emails a lot of the time from a lot of companies for free gear. And I do get a fair amount of free stuff. However, I'm going to talk a little bit today about kind of my thoughts on that and the videos that I watch and how to sort of vet those, right? Like how to watch a video and say, hey, this guy's bought, this guy or girl isn't, right? Like there are definitely some ways to tell, and there's still a lot of good info that you can get out of these videos. So again, just wanted to be transparent, wanted to talk through this with you guys because I see it a lot in the comments. I see a ton of people always going, did you get it for free? Did you get that for free? And they kind of don't even think about the other information that's in the video, right? So again, I wanted to just kind of touch on this topic, and I'd love to hear from you guys down in the comments below, whether you agree or disagree either way, right? Like this is just a conversation. So join in the comments down below.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so let me first start off by saying, I think that if you hit a page, if you hit a YouTube channel, if you hit a YouTube video, and they talk a lot about doing a review, my first thought is my hackles go up, right? Like I do start to get a little bit tense about it. I start to wonder like, what is, you know, you're doing this review, but this is a $2,000 power bank. Did you really go buy that $2,000 power bank, or did someone send it to you? And as a result, you feel obligated to say how great this power bank is, right? So first thing to kind of look for is, does it say review in the title? Personally, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not, or you've just lumped everything into reviews, but the videos that I make specifically, I very intentionally try not to say the word review, and I try not to really give a lot of my feelings about the piece of gear, especially if it's newer and I haven't used it for 6+ months. So, you know, something like my Nature Nest tent that I've had for 7-8 months now and spent, you know, 50+ nights in, I have done like a long-term review of that tent because I've used it for a super long amount of time. I've used it in all kinds of weather. I've put it through the paces. I've really actually tested it out, and I still stand by that tent for a $1,600 rooftop tent. I think it's a great deal. I think it's a steal of a deal. That's my opinion, of course, right? You don't have to just go out and buy that tent. You can watch other videos. You can learn more information about it. You can go to Amazon and read about it. You can go to their website and read about it. There's tons of information out there to make a decision. However, in that case, you know, I did make what I would call a gear review. Now, in a lot of cases, what I try to do, and again, coming back to that, if it says review in the name, be leery a little bit, right? Is when a company offers to send me a piece of gear, I never ever say that I'm going to positively rate it or do anything like that. I say that I will check it out and I will share it with my audience. So what I typically look for is really unique or cool gear, stuff that maybe isn't in the mainstream, right? Good example would be that TMAT stuff that I did a video on not too long ago. I'll put a card up here to it. But that stuff is just really interesting, right? I had seen it posted in a couple of Facebook groups. I'd seen a couple of Frontier guys say, hey, has anybody used this stuff? This is pretty cool. And at the same time, they started to like target me on Facebook somehow creepily. And so as a result, I kind of like, I interacted with them a little bit. And then they did offer to send me that system for free, which is fantastic. And I really appreciate that. In checking it out, I cut it up. I modified it. I used it for my own uses. And I was really happy with it. And I kind of shared some of the tricks that I used to modify that stuff and some tips for modifying it and some of the limitations of it too, right? Once you modify it, then you can't attach stuff to the parts that you've cut, et cetera, et cetera. So without going too deep in that, you know, in that case, that was a relatively new piece of gear, but it was a neat, unique, interesting piece of gear that I thought would have value for people, right? And I do think it has value for people. So in that case, again, I talk a little bit about like the quality of the materials. I show the bottom of the T-mat with the design and sort of the honeycombing that they do in there to make it stronger. You know, some folks in the comments brought up, hey, it doesn't have drain holes and stuff, so what do you do if it fills up with water? And that's a valid concern. Mine is packed full of snow right now, and I kind of have to, you know, get some snow out of it and stuff. One person commented that they drill little holes in the bottom of each of the little places in the T-mat where you can attach stuff. That's a great idea too. But again, the point of the video, right, was just to share an interesting product, kind of show you the dimensions of it, show you how big the pieces were. So if you're thinking of doing a similar project or trying to find some way to keep your gear in place in the bed of your truck or in a trailer or in the back of an SUV, that this could be a good option for you, right? But again, didn't say you should go out and buy this right away. Didn't say anything like that. And I will try my best, right, always to try and keep my personal opinions and feelings out of it. Again, especially if I haven't spent, you know, months and months and months with a piece of gear. So that is one thing to kind of be leery of. If someone says gear review and you can tell, like if they're unboxing it in the gear review, that's a bad sign, right? Like they haven't used this thing. Of course, when it comes out of the box brand new, it's going to seem really cool. And especially if they got it for free, they're going to be pretty excited about it, right? So again, if you see someone saying, hey, today I'm going to talk about the features of this thing, today I'm going to talk about the benefits of this thing, today I'm going to talk about how I'm going to use this thing, I think there's a ton of value in that. And again, that's how I try and focus my content, right? Is, hey, here's a piece of gear. Here are the dimensions of it. Here are some ideas that I have for how I'm going to use it. Here's my execution and my installation of that piece of gear, right? Here's how I did it. Now let's see how it does over the next 6 months plus. So again, even if someone gets a piece of gear for free, even if someone says that they like a piece of gear, that's not necessarily the end of the road, right? That doesn't mean that there's no value in the video. You can still learn from that video. You can still, you know, uncover their thoughts on that. You could see how they plan to use that. You could see the dimensions. You could see the specs. All that sort of stuff is still super valuable. So while I agree that, you know, you do have to kind of watch yourself a little bit and not get sucked in or marketed to or sold on a piece of gear, right? You can still watch these videos. You can get information. If you like it and you think it's going to work for your setup, go down through the description and click on the link and buy the thing. It's fine. But so watch out for those things that say gear reviews, especially if there's an unboxing or the word review is in the title. Kind of my next thought on this is when you're watching stuff on the internet, right, you kind of have to take everything with a grain of salt. Like, we all know this, right? You go to Facebook and you assume that you're seeing just your friends' posts, but you're not. You're seeing a bunch of paid targeted ads, things that your Alexa picked up, things that they've seen you click on or engage with before. Everything is being targeted at you to try and influence you to buy things, right? So, but if you take things with a grain of salt, then you can still get the information out of it, right? Like, it's one thing to read through an Amazon description or a website description for a knife or a tent or a, you know, any piece of gear, sleeping bag. It's one thing to kind of see it all written down and have to skim through the spec sheet and that sort of thing versus another where someone takes a, rooftop tent mattress and holds it up and they hold a measuring tape to it and they show you it in their rooftop tent that may be the same as yours or similar to yours, right? It's two different things to sort of just read about a piece of gear versus seeing a piece of gear and someone putting their hands on it, right? And kind of sharing like, hey, this feels like it's really well made. The stitching looks really good, that kind of thing. But you still have to take it with a grain of salt, right? Like you don't know that person's motivation. So there is definitely still some information to be garnered from there, but you still have to make your own decision, right? So again, I would encourage you to, and again, I try to do this in my videos too, to keep my emotions out of it and to keep my opinions out of it as much as possible. Look for the specs, right? How big is this mattress? How cold temps can this sleeping bag go down to? How long will this fridge run off of a 500 watt hour battery? Right? Like those kind of things. Look for the specs, look for the dimensions, look for the facts about those things. You know, listen to ideas that people have about how they're going to use it in their setup. And then you can reconcile that with your own setup and say, yeah, I am a truck bed rack camper with a rooftop tent, this piece of gear makes a lot of sense for that setup, right? Another thing to consider when you're watching these videos and things like that is, and doing research on these things, is how easy is return? That's why I typically share a lot of Amazon links. And I know not a lot of people like Amazon, and I agree with that too. I don't really want to make Jeff Bezos any more rich than I already have. But their process is just so easy. It's so easy to return stuff. It's such a good user experience that a lot of the times I find that it's worth that little bit of, you know, soul sucking that is happening to give money to Amazon to then be able to say, this piece of gear didn't work out the way that I thought it would, or it didn't have the features that I thought it did, or it doesn't work like I thought it would, and now I can return it really easily. So that's one thing that I look at. The other is warranty, right? So again, if you are watching a video about a piece of gear and you are interested in that piece of gear, then it makes sense to learn a little bit about it, but you want to have a warranty or some sort of a backup or a cover in case things go wrong with it. And so then to kind of wrap this thing up, you know, the info exists out there, right? In a number of different formats on the manufacturer's website, which of course is going to be biased towards them. They're not going to tell you about their competitors. They're not going to tell you how they're worse than their competitors in some way, right? So that's kind of where YouTube comes in. Of course, you do have to deal with motivation. You have to deal with, did they get something for free? That sort of thing is always a factor. But again, taking it with a grain of salt, kind of looking at more than one piece of information about that thing and then making a decision based on that collation of all those things can still give you a ton more information than just reading a website about it. Reviews are easily faked. So like any place where you go and they say they have 4.5 out of 5 stars, everybody has 4.5 out of 5 stars. There's very few products out there, especially on their own websites, that are going to be rated negatively, right? So it kind of exists everywhere. It's not just YouTube reviews that are telling you something that may or may not be true, right? So you still have to use a little bit of common sense and do a little bit of research across multiple channels or platforms to make that decision, right? Especially if it's a pricey piece of gear. You never want to run out and just buy the thing based on one video that you watched or one gear review that you read or one blog that you read. Another thing that's interesting to me is people are always like, you got this for free. I didn't get any value out of this video. And it's like, listen, if you got some specs out of, you got some dimensions, if you got to kind of see the thing in action, you got to see how it turns on, you got some information as far as how to install a thing or how to turn on a thing or how a thing functions, you know, multiple, like multi-tools and stuff, how do all the little tools open up and stuff, then there's still value there, right? And here's the other thing is no one's forcing you to watch it or learn about it, right? So you can always just skip off. The folks that leave super negative comments always kind of crack me up because I'm like, bro, you wasted more time doing that than you would have just going and finding another video that maybe you liked more. Maybe you like the creator better. Maybe you like the way they present their information better. It's totally fine. There's tons of ways to find this stuff out here. You don't have to take it personally or attack anyone because they said that they really liked a piece of gear and you think they got it for free. So again, just take everything with a grain of salt, right? Make your own decisions. Look at multiple sources of information before you make a decision and you should be fine. Especially if it's easy to return or you've got a good warranty, then you have very little to worry about. So that will do it for, you know, should you trust YouTubers when they're talking about gear and how to kind of parse out the ones that are clearly paid for or clearly like free gear type channels versus ones that are more like informational and educational and here's the features of a piece of gear. So hopefully that was helpful for you. If it was, click that like button if you're on YouTube. If you're on the podcast, go leave a 5-star review if you got a second. That is super helpful and I really appreciate it. Also in the description down below will be links to all my social channels. So wherever you want to come hang out, I'd love to hang out with you. So click through those links down below and come join the conversation over there. There's also a link to my website where I've got funny overlanding camping stickers and patches. So if you're into that kind of thing, if you want something for your headliner, if you want stickers for your cooler, your fridge, or your windows, that kind of thing, there's a ton of stuff over there, so go check those out. And then last but not least, there are links to my Patreon page, where we've got a 24/7 Discord, we all kind of chat, and it's a ton of fun. And there's also a once-a-month Zoom call where we all just get together, talk about our gear, talk about trips coming up, that sort of thing, and it's awesome. And then there's the Newbie Overlander Facebook page, totally free to join, over 14,000 members at the time I recorded this, and it's growing every day. We try and be more open than the other groups and more supportive and helpful, and if anybody's a jerk, they get kicked out. So again, if you're looking for a more supportive place to learn about overlanding, that may be a good place to start. But thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.